Welcome to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 9 a.m. on AM 1340 KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It is really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. This show, of course, is produced by my very dedicated team of dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School, under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. And Andrea's on the board today. Hello, hello. Thank you for being here. And today on the show, I'm very pleased to welcome my monthly co-host, our arts coordinator for Palm Springs Unified, Miss Louisa Castrodale.
Hi, Joan.
Hello. And today she has brought with her an old friend of mine, not because she's old.
No, she's
I
not
mean,
old.
Old in the sense of long time. That's
long time friend.
Long time friend, Miss Karen Riley. She's the executive director of the Scrap Gallery. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, Joan.
Thank you. It is executive director, right?
Yes.
I didn't even look it up because that's how long it's been. But I now I'm might have to eat crow if your title changed. So Louisa, I can't believe we're in the middle of another summer already,
right?
And gearing up for a new school year. It's crazy how quick time goes, and lots of stuff we have coming up in July. And if we have some time, we'll touch on those toward the end of the show. But right now, tell us about our guest.
Well, Karen Riley, I feel like she doesn't need an introduction after all of her many years of work in the Valley, but she is the founder of the Scrap Gallery and an amazing artist and collaborator. And so we've been doing quite a bit of work this, the past five, 6 years. Yeah, we have been. And one of our favorite things to do, especially the last few years, is develop concepts and conceptual projects for students that involve art, that involve recycling, but also have a message. And it's meaningful. Arts as meaning making. Mm-hmm. And so the last few years, that has eventually segued into a show at COD and their Matt Gallery. And this last year was no different. And so we focused on an artist that we were kind of paying homage to. And Karen can tell you a little bit more about the artist because she's the one who brought in this idea, and it was really great.
Yes, we always try and pick some kind of artist kind of outside the box and to introduce students to, and sometimes they have a message. So we kind of focused on this artist named Clé, and he's French.
I was going to say, did you just want to say his name Clé? Like band?
French?
Well,
like
if we said it
with a French
like
accent,
the way it's Clé spelled, it would be Clet. So
C-L-E-T.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. It's Clé, and he lives in Italy, and he does it's kind of street art, but it's a positive type of street art. It's removable, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, and the reason I found out about him is I was at a gallery, and I overheard some people talking about Clé. And so I Googled him, and I'm like, oh, we could totally do something very different, cool, reusing old signs. He lives in Florence, Firenze. And
Karen, I'm impressed.
So he lives in Florence, and he goes around, and he turns like a stop sign into, I don't know, with decals, makes it look.
He modifies them.
Yeah, he modifies them. Mm-hmm. And they're, like I said, they're tongue-in-cheek, they're playful, they're fun.
So I was going to ask you to define what street art is. To me, street art's like graffiti. But
it's one aspect of street art. Means art that's not formalized in a gallery or a museum setting, so it's more grassroots. It's usually younger artists. Sometimes it's very politically driven. Artists like Banksy or JR that are doing work that's very pointed. So street art isn't just one division or doesn't look just a certain way, but it's usually young artists, artists with a message, things that are more informal and also more accessible to people. Because if it's on the street, everyone can see it. You don't have to be wealthy to be able to buy a painting, that type of thing. So it's a different kind of outlook on art.
Okay, so Clé, he takes street signs and...
He doesn't actually take the street sign. He actually goes out to a street sign, and he'll use decals and modify it in some form or fashion.
Does he get permission for that first?
Pretty sure he doesn't.
He doesn't, but now...
But now he's famous.
Now he's famous.
People probably like it.
because he's doing something that's kind of lighthearted, they kind of embrace it.
Yeah, but if it's like, I'm thinking if it's a stop sign that he changes, that you can't recognize it.
No, it's still a stop sign.
It's still a stop sign.
There might be a flower on the stop sign or something.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I got it.
The intent is still there.
Yeah.
It's not dangerous.
So, obviously, at the Scrap Gallery, we collect a lot of materials. So, we actually do have a lot of old signs from street signs. So, we kind of thought that would be a good idea to do something, plan words, sign of the times, and have students kind of remake these signs. So, that's what we were, that was our big project for this year.
How cool.
So, when we've done the projects, we have a studio art day on a Saturday. And so it's invitational, and we have kids from all of our high schools come in with art teachers. And so we had teams making these different signs. I can't remember how many we had all told, like 20?
Yeah, at least 20.
Yeah, so the teams would get together and look at the sign and think, well, what can we convert this to? Or how can we play with the lettering? Or how can we add images to make this fun and interesting? And it was a great experience for the students because when would you ever be painting on street signs? And they were working collaboratively as teams. So it really was a unique show.
And we always work with a guest artist.
Right, that's right. So we had Marnie Navarro, mm-hmm. Who came in. And she's really fun because she's worked in some of our alt-ed sites, MSJ and Ed Wenzloff Learning Center. And she puts a lot of thought into her presentation. So say I have 20 students there in from the different high schools, we'll be talking about what the project is before we get into it. And we'll, talk about street art. We'll talk about this particular artist. We'll talk about what our intent is. And then it's go time. So it's very educational.
It's one shot, though.
It's one day.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah.
Remind me who the artist was last year, because it was
It was Luis Fausto, because we did the Kusama project.
We did the Kusama. Mm-hmm. We did the dots.
And he was the photographer.
Yeah. The dots.
All, yeah. It was yes. all girls. Yeah. The
okay.
dots.
All girls.
I don't know why I thought it was a female artist, but... That
spot
was
on, yeah.
Well, yeah, it was spot on. Oh, good memory, yeah.
Yeah. It was inspired, influenced by Kusama.
So. Right. Okay. So, if you're thinking about, and it was all girls that did the photographs. So,
right.
Oh,
was, yes.
Okay. I knew there was a girl connection somewhere. I thought it was female artist for some reason.
Kusama, she's female.
She's a female artist,
She's like the most famous.
Oh, okay.
Female, recognizable.
Asian, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's
okay.
From Japan.
See,
yes.
I
yeah, you did.
Okay,
yes.
Job.
Yes.
All right. There's a lot of things that float around this head, and sometimes they pop in like, is this the right place and time, or am I just thinking of something totally different?
No, you were right. Yeah. You were right.
Anyway, so that sounds like it was a really cool show.
It was.
And how long does it run for? And it's always during April?
It just came...
Or May? May.
It's always during May. It just mm-hmm. came down mid-June, so it's down now. So, no, I'm sorry. It came down at the end of May. So, yeah.
Yeah.
They have it up there for a few weeks. But that's just one of the projects that Karen's working on.
Well, I know that Karen is involved in tons of stuff. And what I want to, I just want to backtrack a little bit first mm-hmm. and talk a little bit about, for those who live under a rock and have never heard of the Scrap Gallery, how long has it been? You're the first and only. I mean, I don't know if you have a staff now, but you
the
didn't.
Queen, the queen of scrap.
But you started this thing
right.
a long time ago, because I think I was still at the newspaper.
You were, because I think the first article
I've been gone.
I was in, Joan Boyko interviewed me. She was the editor of the newspaper.
So
like 20 years
ago. I was going to say, I've been gone for 19 years.
Yeah.
So it's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. And so you started, it was under Riverside County at the time.
Actually never under Riverside County. We just were in the fairground facilities.
You weren't funded by the Board of Supervisors?
No, absolutely not.
And then
not.
I know there was like some politics that went on a little later. So do you have a home now?
Well, we are in Cathedral City. We're based in Cathedral City.
Where?
And we have a pop-up over by the Mary Pickford, in between the Mary Pickford, over there by City Hall.
Okay.
And
in
then,
the old chamber office?
No. Kind of where Trilusa is.
Yeah.
Right behind Trilusa.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's kind of a pop-up. So, we're kind of mobile, I think. We like to be that way now that I'm kind of, want to say freed from the fairgrounds, but it just gave us more access to do.
It suits what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you're so heavily into Palm Springs Unified. You're from West Valley. So.
Yeah.
My favorite part, though, when I went to the I haven't been to
is
the
is it going
to
be the Bailatin or something?
The car. On the day... I brought up the car last time, and you're looking at me like, that's been gone for a really long time. Yeah. But there's a Volkswagen. And it was there for several years, and you come into the...
We got a car from a real scrapyard mm-hmm. in Coachella.
And
yeah,
everybody could just
everyone
paint the car and do these. It was fun. Yeah. But the,
put more scrap on
but
it.
But that was my favorite part, aside from being able to see you. It was
course,
my favorite
you.
Part of going to the National Day Festival every year was going
I
into...
I thought it was the coolest thing that we had was... that the kids, their art studios were in the dumpsters. And they were long dumpsters.
Right.
For people listening, it's not like a little dumpster.
No,
they were 20-yard, they call them low boys. And so they didn't have a top, and we had tables in there, and they could go in there and work, and they kind of, that
That's
was kind
funny.
Of cool.
So obviously, there's been an evolution since the beginning. Do you have a team, or is it still just you?
I have volunteers mm-hmm. that help. But it's yeah.
And so do you do a lot of school visits?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I work at a lot of schools. Nellie Kaufman, Painted Hills, Sunny Sands, Rio Vista.
So you go in and talk about recycling and recycled art?
Yes, we go in and talk about recycling. How you can be creative and take care of the environment. It depends on what the teachers are looking for. We tie it into their curriculum. If something about Earth Day or water studies, we can tie that all in.
So, Louisa, you schedule Karen for these, or is this
well,
the
I think
schools
what's happened,
call her direct?
I was thinking about this. Over time, especially, say, the last 5 years, one of the great things about Karen is her ideas. Her mind is like a little idea factory. And so she comes up with great concepts for shows and projects. And so I release those out to the schools, you know, to all teachers. And so over the years, she's built up relationships, and that's what allows mm-hmm. her to go back and forth into sites, you know, for repeat visits. So she's built that up over time based on our contact. And, for instance, she has, you know, one this year that was done April in Paris. And I actually participated in that because mm-hmm. I like the idea so much, and I'm a big fan of Paris. And I wanted to do an Eiffel Tower piece. So those, you know, it kind of like with the work I do when I send out things, I don't know who it's going to appeal to and who's going to want to do that particular project. So I think that's how Karen meets and gets established in certain schools is through teachers. And there are certainly certain teachers who are very plugged into using the arts to infuse their curriculum no matter what they teach. And so they're, you know, Karen is a very welcome guest. In our schools, it's just so wonderful for our teachers to have her as a resource.
Right.
You know, so if you want art in your classroom, it is certainly available.
Right.
And it's just up to you to reach out and get it.
Just ask.
Mm-hmm.
We will be there.
So how are you funded?
We're a nonprofit, so grants, foundations, we write grants. That's how we do it. Same old way.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if people, and we'll mention this again at the end, so you must need donations.
We always need donations.
So how do they do that?
Funding, and we're always looking for materials so
right.
they don't end up in the traditional dumpster and they don't end up at the landfill. And we're always, we really want to work with businesses to go through the kind of materials they might be throwing away that they don't need to. That we could reuse. So, we're always looking for something, I always like to say funky, that we can transform and, you know, talk about what kind of waste this is, why is it here, do we need that, and then turn it into something really beautiful and make people think about what's going on in the world with their trash.
Now, what is your background? Are you environmental science or something? Are you an artist? Or I don't even know if I ever asked you that. I don't know. I must have asked you that at one time. I don't remember.
Well,
so.
My bachelor's degree was in journalism.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And then I have a master's in environmental education.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
But I was always
interested. You're passionate about this stuff.
Yeah.
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 And she's an artist.
Yeah, I was an artist.
What kind?
You do mixed media artists.
Mixed media, yeah.
Well, you know the Art Box Project? You know, Christine Dodd came in to talk about that. Box. We both did that. Yeah, we both have
something in there. And I think that's so cool.
I did pins for that because I kind of like to do pins because I never go anywhere.
Did you do the one you're wearing?
Yeah, there's of millions of pins.
That's cool.
That's the Kusama pin. Yeah.
I should have worn my pin today.
Yeah. Well, I'll make you one. And that's all made out of recycled
materials.
Oh, you
mean you make them individually?
Yes. Yes.
That's a lot of work.
That's
beautiful. You guys can't see it.
You can't see it, but...
But it's cool.
Say when you go to Home Depot or Lowe's and, I want to change the countertops. Ooh, that's a Formica sample.
Is that the Kusama tape?
That's the Kusama tape.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Really creative. Oh, you guys should see this. It's very cool. It's really creative and... Yeah, I did see the little hole at the top of it. Yeah, that's because it was on a ring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where so you get the samples. Things like that. And interior designers, they give us their samples. So they have Formica samples or any kind of sample. We take those and turn it into something.
And what'd you put on the back so that you're wearing it?
A pin.
So.
Just
a regular. Oh, regular, a safety pin.
Yeah. No, a regular pin backing.
Pin backing. You glued it on.
I think it's really interesting because when I was first in this job, and I was working with young artists, I didn't really understand the concept of using found objects to create art. And so I had lots of really brilliant young artists that I was working with who would tell me that they would look for stuff on the side of the road, like big boards or pieces of metal, and they were painting on that. And then, you know, that caught the eye of collectors because it looks different, it's funky and interesting. And I think the correlation there for me is that if you are a creative person, lack of funds or what have you will not stop you. You will make art from whatever is available. And so I think, you know, in a district that has, you know, some serious poverty issues, that does not stop young people from being creative, from being talented, and from being able to make their art. So I love it that we're partners with Karen, who's certainly a living and breathing example of how you can take your creativity and make beautiful things out of it. And, money doesn't stop you.
Right.
So, you know, what this just popped into my head, and it's probably silly that I'm even going to spend a minute on it, but you know me, Louisa. You know me.
You're on a roll. You're on fire.
You mentioned about art and, like, no budget and that kind of stuff, and it just popped into my head. Louisa knows how non-artistic I am. I gave her a hard time about when she leadership. You're gonna draw
Made
a picture.
You draw.
You're gonna draw
strikes
a picture
fear in the
of a portrait. I left off the nose. Okay, and new administrator. She will never forget me. But she's like, do you think you could add a nose onto my face? But anyway, so
I
reminded
said that?
Me. No, no.
Oh, okay.
No,
your
Latrice
partner,
did.
Your
my,
partner
yes.
was like.
She was brand new, and she goes, oh, wow. You know, it's, wow, not, it's not that bad, but do you think you could give me a nose? And hers was really good. I have it, like.
Framed?
Not quite framed, but I have it on
you
display
it.
In my house. I mean, it's very nice. Anyway, when I was like, it was probably second grade, you know, we had art on a cart. And so the art teacher came to our classroom once a week and we did things. Mm-hmm. And we did a great thing for Mother's Day. And we took a bottle and we glued on split peas and then spray painted it.
Okay.
And I thought this was
Are you
like,
taking notes,
it's a vase, right? It becomes a vase. Whatever bottle or jar you brought in, and that's what you gave to Mom. And then we did other ones where you would take magazine pictures that were like told your story, and then glued them on the bottle and shellacked it.
Sure.
But
Dengue
that was posh. A little more, yeah, that yeah, was much, a little much. More complicated.
Much.
But I just thought that these bottles were the greatest thing in the world. And, you know, my mom, of course, made the big deal. Oh, this is so cool. And I'm like, Mom, I want to make these and sell them at the flea market.
Uh-oh.
And she was like, no, I really don't think so. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't cost anything. You just go around and collect bottles. And all you have to buy is a little bit
a
of piece. Spray paint and a
split
peas. Split
peas.
And she's like, you know what, honey, you can make a few more
go
for the
book.
Relatives. But I don't think so. Anyway, I don't know why that
It wasn't
funny, but
no, it is. It's your art story.
That's my art story.
And, you know,
that's the extent of it too.
I love that. No, but I think about that all the time. Like, we work for children. What we do mm-hmm. is that kind of work. And so that's part of your history and it's part of your memories. It was a great experience for you. You loved it. So I
was
love
probably
that story.
the only art project I really liked because it's just so not me. But anyway, I love art to look at, but I'm just not
You're
creative
a great supporter of the arts. You are absolutely a supporter
true.
Of the arts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. I can write. I mean, that's art.
That's an art form.
Right. No,
different.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But anyway, so, do you have field trips of kids that come to visit your pop-up or no?
That's yes. Just, yes, they can
come. Oh, they
come.
Do?
Yes.
You have regular hours?
During the week, yeah, in the mornings. That's when usually classes come in if they
oh,
want to
so
come
you,
in.
So
or,
you do
or
field
I
trips.
Actually go to a lot of schools, like
right.
we mentioned before.
And you
and
bring stuff with you.
I bring stuff with, yeah, lots of stuff.
With the message about the importance of recycling.
The importance of recycling, taking care of the environment, and how you really, I really do believe that art can change the world and you can change your environment by being creative and sending out a message through your art. And thankfully, working with Palm Springs Unified and Louisa, and I come up with a crazy idea. Oh, I have an idea.
And I always say yes. Yes, please.
She comes up with a bunch of crazy ideas on her own.
Yeah.
So she said, crazy ideas, bring them on.
It's good company.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't met anyone yet that has approached Louisa and she says, no, I don't think so. unless it has nothing to do with her area. Or maybe I
sometimes.
Just don't hear. Maybe I just don't hear about that. But every person who comes in contact with Louisa and wants to do something, she seems to she'll make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it's good for kids, she
yeah.
will make it work.
Right,
and
yeah.
that's what I so love about her. And Karen, you're similar to that too. You know,
absolutely.
The way you just like you know, you're very creative, and the way you can just take. You know, somebody's trash becomes somebody else's treasure, right?
She's incredibly generous, too, for special events. I mean, you know, when I used to do the All-District Art Fair, I'd have her come out on different occasions. Could you come out and do a table? So this is a gal who never has a weekend off. She's always showing up to do that. So I think it's a real privilege to work with somebody whose mission is to make the world a better place, and in our case, affects our children. So that's a wonderful collaboration for the district.
Do you
yeah,
work
I feel
with
the same about you. And aww. You, too.
Do you work with the other districts, too? Or is
yes.
it primarily
yes.
us? We're better.
But we're her favorite.
That's
I'm just saying.
Of course we are.
Yes, we go
well,
all
plus
over.
Plus you're based in our district. So.
Yes, yes.
I remember... It's probably going back a bunch of years now because, you know, I've been in the district
this?
For 17 years.
I don't know. Why
so,
are you dating us? We're
yeah.
all 30.
No,
I mean,
but,
come on, Joe.
But I'm talking about a project that you partnered with the city on, and I think it was had to do with decorating trash cans. Was that you guys or was that just the city?
Are you thinking the one in Desert Hot Springs?
Yeah,
no.
we did.
No,
oh, no, yeah, we did that.
City,
no, we did that. We worked with
yeah,
the company.
Yeah.
What's
Chris,
her name?
Chris.
Yeah.
Palm Springs Disposal.
Yes.
We did
that.
That
was fun.
Okay. And
we did
you
that.
Were involved
yes.
with that.
Yes.
And then
yes.
also phone books, right? Like, were you involved in, like, there was a phone book recycling contest that went on with the, and I think it was Cathedral City that ran
we
that.
We do a lot with Cathedral City. We've always done a lot with Cathedral City. I mean, the Dinosaur
What's
Bridge,
her name?
That's
Deanna
us.
Presgrove,
yeah, Deanna
Presgrove, right?
Deanna yeah. Presgrove. Yeah, we work really close with Deanna. But the Dinosaur Bridge, that's us. That's with Agua Caliente Elementary, like, I don't know how many years ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah. yeah. So slow down when you drive on the Dinosaur Bridge and you
Take
can
a
see.
Good look.
All right. So when
those.
We start talking about, you said you need materials. I'm assuming that you also need some money.
Well, yes.
So how do people like make a donation?
Well, they can.
You have a website?
Yeah, of course. Why does she always like I don't have a website?
Of course you do.
Yes,
what's your
Scrap
website?
Gallery, scrapgallery.org.
Okay.
And then
there's a probably a button on there.
There is
put
a
your credit
donate
card number
button
in there
yeah.
and
yes.
there you can donate.
Yes.
Which is and yes, that's a reminder that we operate out of school. so
yes, or
okay.
they can give me a call and talk to me.
And so you have community members who are interested in your mission that volunteer?
Yes, we do. If they're
Great.
Interested in volunteering, we have a short training. Week, maybe. And then we do some summer camp not too many summer camps, because I do want to take some time off. Maybe August.
Yeah.
Right before school
August
starts
is
again.
A good time, yeah.
Yeah.
Starts mid-August.
Yeah.
For younger kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
But then, and then during the year, we have interns from the high school that we work with and do projects with us. So, yeah, there's always opportunities.
Busy, busy, busy.
We try to be. We can't.
We cannot rest.
We cannot rest. There's not too much that we can't do. I mean, we really got to.
We
really
keep pushing.
Have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop.
And you know what? We busy people. We get it done.
Get the most done.
You know, it's the same thing with, you know, you look at the students in school, especially at the high school level, and it's those that are involved in 20 clubs, mm-hmm. so we'll join the 21st.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, and somehow it manages to get done. Yeah. And I just know the way I roll, and maybe you ladies are the same way, like the more I have to do, the happier I am, because I just always have something to do.
Yeah.
And like some, like that 2 or 3 weeks that it's slow during the summer.
It's boring.
It's hard for me to, and I have plenty to do, but it's hard for me to get in gear.
Because
I know
it's
not due this minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it works
so,
well under pressure. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Pressure.
Although I'm not a procrastinator. You know,
no,
I do
either.
Things when they're due, but I just like to just keep it going. You know,
exactly.
And if you get a wrinkle and you have something that, you fit it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do.
We make it work.
So, Karen, you're awesome.
You are.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
And we appreciate, when I say we, on behalf of Palm Springs Unified, appreciate your partnership with us and everything that you do to better the world. So, Louisa, we have a few minutes. So here we are at the end of June, and July is when we get cranking. We have some summer camps coming up. What do we have?
Right. Well, this year... every year I do it a little bit differently, mm-hmm. and some things are the same. So this year we're back by popular demand is our musical theater university camp. And so that's a 2-week camp that has a lower grade division and a high school division and culminates with a show. So that really keeps us hopping over at Rancho Ranch High School. And then this year we have, for the first time ever, a partnership with Redland Symphony, and we're doing a middle school, high school camp. That's 1 week, based out of Raymond Cree Middle School.
Now, these are students who play instruments.
These are students who, in middle and high school, are playing instruments. We have clinicians coming out from Redland Symphony to work with our students.
And then there's a show, culmination show.
Right, we have sectionals every day where they're practicing with, you know, woodwinds or brass or percussion. And then there is a culminating show on Friday. So it's an exciting partnership. We've worked with them for a long period of time. This is something we've wanted to do for several years. So this was the year. So that's our big summer. Those big camps that take, you know, have a lot of moving parts. You know, the Musical Theater University camp has upwards of 200 students that mm-hmm. participate in every summer. And then the Redland Symphony camp is going to be in minimum of 50. So, you know, these are sizable camps, but we're excited about them.
So if you, you know, when the show airs and... June 24th here.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to still have openings.
No, we're the registration closed long ago. However, but the show will be open, and so that's something that can be, you know, looked for online as far as the timing of that. But that will be open to the public, and will be at Raymond Cree High School.
So, well, that's the show for the Redland Symphony, but
yes.
both
and same
camps.
Thing with the same thing with the camp shows. Those will also be those have a really small ticket price, like $5.
Mm-hmm. Well worth it.
Yeah, because all of our camps.
Well worth it to walk into the Helene Galen Performing Arts Center and theater and just, you know, it's worth a couple bucks just to do that.
It's nice and cool and air-conditioned.
That's
and
right.
There's artwork in there, too.
And there is artwork. There are murals there. But I think, you know, the bottom line is our philosophy that these camps are free and accessible to all students. And so.
Are your camps free, too, Karen?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Everything's
yeah.
free.
Yeah, it's part of our mission. So, yeah.
Wow.
Big summer.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And speaking of Musical Theater University, next week, our MTU founder and artistic director, David Green, will be our guest. And we'll recap
the year
2017-18 and talk about 2018-19.
Great.
Our show airs each Sunday on AM 1340 KWXY, and our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Andrea, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.